The Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day comes from Father John Putnam of St. Mark's Catholic Church of Huntersville.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. The word repent, if you look it up in the dictionary, or if you ask Siri, depending on what you want to do, is to have great sorrow or remorse for wrongdoing. To put in the, obviously, the Christian context, to have great remorse or sorrow for sin, for turning away from God. And obviously, one of the pillars of Lent is repentance. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. We are all to have a humble and a contrite heart. But what does that look like? How is it that we are supposed to give that flesh, so to speak? So a week ago, we had Ash Wednesday, and in the course of the day, including the high school, the grade school, the college, and the nursing homes, we had probably about 6,000 people receive ashes. It's a lot of people, and a lot of ashes. But all of that, while it's good, if in those 6,000, that act of receiving those blessed ashes on their foreheads doesn't change something, then it's all for naught. It's simply a noisy gong or a clashing cymbal. It means nothing. And so, what is it that we have to do to repent? Well, if to repent is to be sorrowful, to be remorseful, then first we have to actually know what it is that we are sorrowful for. We have to understand what it is that our sin does. And the church teaches that sin obviously damages or destroys, depending on the magnitude of the sin, our relationship with God. It also obviously has an effect on the sinner, and it also damages our relationship with the body of Christ, to which we are all joined. So even though, for example, that we go to individual confession, there's always a communal component to repentance, because sin affects everyone. You can liken it to someone who has maybe a limb that is, diseased in some way, right? It has to be treated, and if it's not treated, it will infect the whole body, right? The same thing for an unrepentant sinner has an impact on the rest of the body. In order to be strong, we need all the members of the body to be healthy spiritually. And so, again, our knowledge of what it is we need to be sorrowful for is important. And we do that through an examination of conscience. And we do that because, first and foremost, we love God. There are two types of contrition, perfect and imperfect. Imperfect contrition is, I am sorry that I sinned and I want to be forgiven because I don't want to go to hell. Perfect contrition is, I am sorry because my sin hurts God, and the last thing I want to do is to harm him who loved me so much that he sent his son into the world. Both of them work in terms of being a basis for having our sins forgiven. But obviously what the church calls us to is perfect contrition, that we are truly sorry because we don't want to hurt him who loves us. We want to show our love by staying in union, in communion with him. And so part of our task during the Lenten season is to, as the people of Nineveh did when they heard the preaching of Jonah, to turn back to the Lord, to understand what our failings are, to understand those things that separate us from the love of God, and with his help, to confront them and overcome them. In other words, to allow those ashes that we received on our foreheads to actually mean something internal, an external sign of an interior reality. Right? That is what those ashes are supposed to be. And so as we continue our Lenten journey, we ask the Lord to help us truly be repentant, to be sorrowful for anything that we do that offends him, and that he might give us the strength, the courage, the desire to face those things and to overcome them for love of him.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.